The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Mondays should not be blue. We should see them as filled with possibilities. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, July 26th, 2021, Monday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We get the names Joachim and Anne from a legendary source written more than a century after the resurrection. The heroism and holiness of these people, though, is inferred from the whole family atmosphere around Mary and the scriptures. We see in her a fulfillment of many generations of prayerful persons, herself steeped in the religious traditions of her people. Joachim and Anne, whether those are the real names or not, represent that entire quiet series of generations who faithfully perform their duties, practice their faith, and establish an atmosphere for the coming of the Messiah, but remaining themselves somewhat obscure. Saints Joachim and Anne, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that in social, economic, and political situations of conflict, we may be courageous and passionate architects of dialogue and friendship. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here is today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my God and Angel, intercede for me. Jesus, today is your family feast day. Well, not that of your immediate family, with the Mother Mary and with your guardian father Joseph, but that of your extended family. In particular, Jesus, it is the feast day of your maternal grandparents, that of Saints Joachim and Anne. We can say that today the whole Church celebrates the feast of grandparents. It reminds grandparents of their responsibility to establish a tone for generations to come. They must make the traditions live and offer them as a promise to little children. But the feast has a message for the younger generations as well. Reminds the young ones that older people's greater perspective, depth of experience, and appreciation for life's profound rhythms are all part of a wisdom not to be taken lightly or ignored. Jesus, in the scriptures, Matthew and Luke furnish a legal family history about you, tracing ancestry to show that you are the culmination of great promises. However, in their genealogies, your mother's family is not mentioned at all. So, how do we come to know the names of your grandparents, that of Joachim and Anne? Well, for this, we have to trust the tradition of the Catholic Church. After all, today, we are celebrating their feast day, which means that they did really exist, and that their names were indeed Joachim and Anne. What is important, Jesus, is that today, on this feast day of grandparents, we pray about the importance of social virtues, which are practiced and nurtured in the family. That is why we call Christian family a domestic church. St. John Paul II said in one of his many homilies regarding marriage and family that Catholic parents must learn to form their family as a domestic church, The church in the home, as it were, where God is honored, His law is respected, prayer is a normal event, virtue is transmitted by word and example, and everyone shares the hopes, the problems, and sufferings of everybody else. All this is not to advocate a return to some outdated style of living. It is to return to the roots of human development and human happiness. Jesus, your mother was born, raised, and lived in this beautiful family, having Saints Joachim and Anne as her parents. I can easily imagine how your mother's excellent virtues were taught, formed, and nurtured growing up in that family. You can think about, for instance, her strong character in making decisions, her continuous practice of prayer, her devotion to the laws of her faith, her steadfastness in moments of crisis, and her devotion to her relatives, all indicating a close-knit, loving family that look forward to the next generation even while retaining the best of the past. And by extension, Jesus, your own human virtues were also being taught, formed and nurtured by the examples of your mother, Mary, and your guardian father, Joseph. And so, Jesus, in my dialogue with you now, I'd like you to tell me if I, too, am taking advantage of all the happenings of my family life as an occasion to learn and practice more frequently many social virtues. Yes, Jesus, Christian home as a domestic church is the school of virtues, especially the social virtues, such as kindness, patience, respect, honor, integrity, empathy, and generosity, just to name few. Virtues are like the mustard seeds you tell us in today's gospel. You said, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet, when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush. The birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. Yes, Jesus. How do I grow to become a virtuous person? Well, one act of virtue at a time. There is like a mustard seed which is cast into the ground. Mustard seed is really small, as is one single act of virtue. But when it is done over and over again, repeatedly, with perseverance and over a long period of time, then the habits are formed, and virtues, which are good habits, take shape, and we become more virtuous persons. The great ancient philosopher Aristotle said that moral virtues, like the arts, are acquired by repetition of the corresponding acts. For instance, how does someone become more courteous towards others? Well, precisely by being courteous each and every time this virtue is required, such as when someone wants to speak to me when I'm absorbed in my own work and I don't particularly like to stop what I'm doing and pay attention to this person. In fact, I might even feel annoyed by being interrupted. At such a moment, I do stop what I'm doing, turn around, greet the person with a smile, and engage the person in conversation. That is how we practice courtesy, one of the most important social virtues which we learn at home, dealing with our parents, siblings, and relatives. That is like a mustard seed which we cast into the ground when it is repeated over and over again in different circumstances of one's life, then we grow to become a virtuous person, a courteous person, too. In fact, courtesy and manner go hand in hand. Is equally important, if not more, to practice manners at home and not just on outsiders. Showing consideration and good manners brings out a feeling of warmth and acceptance in the home. Courtesy means practicing good manners. Courteous behavior ought to be taught to children at an early age so that they can grow and become mature, considerate adults. Courteous behavior, once learned, stays for life. It demonstrates a caring attitude and sensitivity to other people's feelings. It seems trivial or unimportant, but little phrases like please, thank you, and I'm sorry take a person long way. Jesus, I can easily imagine how your mother, living and growing up in her family with her parents, Saints Joachim and Anne, would have practiced daily, many and all, such as social virtues. Not only would she have shown great courtesy, respect, honor to her parents, but along with them, she would have also shown generosity, magnanimity, modesty, joyfulness, and gratitude. The list can go on much longer. Indeed, Jesus, how many Canaanite saints fondly recall the holy influence of their parents as they were growing up in their own homes? I think about Saint Jose Maria, for instance. He once said, "My parents, my quietly heroic parents, are my great pride." He fondly recalled how he learned the virtue of diligence from his mother's examples. His mother, Doña Dolores, was a calm but hard-working person. He said, "I don't ever remember seeing her with nothing to do. She was always busy with knitting, sewing, or mending some piece of clothing, reading. I never remember seeing her idle. She was a good Christian mother of a family and knew how to use her time very well." Well, San Jose Maria himself was a hard-working priest. He never had an idle moment. Every second was important for him, as he taught others to never waste time on silly fantasies. For him, time was a gift from God, a treasure to be diligently cared for. And regarding his father, Don Jose, after the Escriba family had suffered many hard blows in succession, he said this about him: "And life went on. My father reacted heroically. Then he fell ill, as I realize now, from undergoing such great misfortunes and worries. He was left with two children and my mother. He found the strength to bring us forward, not sparing himself any humiliation to provide us with a decent life. He might have remained in a position that was very comfortable for those times if he had not been a Christian and a gentleman, as they say in my country. I can't remember a harsh gesture from him. I recall him as always calm, with a cheerful outlook. And he died worn out when he was only 57 years old. He died exhausted, but he was always smiling." Saint Jose Maria, imitation of his own father, also faced many difficulties and trials in his life, but also like his father, he faced all of them with a calm serenity and cheerful outlook. So Jesus, as we finish this conversation with you, we direct our prayers now to the intercession of your grandparents, Saints Joachim and Anne. Saints Joachim and Anne, grandparents of Jesus and parents of Mary, we seek your intercession. We beg you to direct all our actions to the greater glory of God and the salvation of souls. Strengthen us when we are tempted. Console us during our trials. Help us when we are in need. Be with us in life and in death. O Divine Savior, we thank you for having chosen Saints Joachim and Anne to be the parents of our Blessed Mother Mary, and so to be your beloved grandparents. We place ourselves under their patronage this day. We recommend to them our families, our children, and our grandchildren. Keep them from all spiritual and physical harm. Grant that they may ever grow in greater love of God and others. Saints Joachim and Anne, we have many great needs. We beg you to intercede for us before the throne of your divine grandson. All of us here have our special intentions, our own special needs. We pray that through your intercession, our prayers may be granted. Amen. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 17 past the hour. We'll begin the liturgical day next. This is Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Monday, July 26, 2021, the memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of Mary. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship God, wonderful in his saints.
Come, let us worship God, wonderful in his saints. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy. Come, let us worship God, wonderful in his saints.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Come, let us worship God, wonderful in his saints. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Come, let us worship God, wonderful in his saints.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Come, let us worship God, wonderful in his saints. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship God, wonderful in his saints.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see our God. The secret of the Lord is theirs, their soul is Christ above. The Lord who left the hills, a life and peace to
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Lord, do not reprove me in your anger. Punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord. I have no strength. Lord, heal me. My body is racked. My soul is racked with pain.
But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you. From the grave, who can give you praise?
I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears. I bedew my bed with weeping. My eye wastes away with grief. I have grown old, surrounded by my foes.
Leave me, all of you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled, and suddenly confounded.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you love mercy and tenderness. You give life and overcome death. Look upon the many wounds of your church. Restore it to health by your risen Son, so that it may sing a new song in your praise.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause. You sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked, and have wiped out their name forever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined. You uprooted their cities. Their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in times of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Sing psalms to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Proclaim his mighty works among the peoples, for the avenger of blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord. See my sufferings, you who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Zion, and rejoice in your saving help. The nations have fallen in the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and given judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror. Let the nations know they are but men. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, when you judge, do not be deaf to the shouts of the poor. Bring havoc to the madness of oppressors. Look at our wounds and save us from the gates of death, so that we may always rejoice in your help and speak your praise in the gates of Zion.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
The thoughts of my heart are always before you, O Lord.
You are my help and my redeemer.
From the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers, I should like you to know of the grace of God confirmed on the churches of Macedonia. In the midst of severe trial, their overflowing joy and deep poverty have produced an abundant generosity. According to their means, indeed I can testify even beyond their means, and voluntarily, they begged us insistently for the favor of sharing in this service to members of the church. Beyond our hopes, they first gave themselves to God and then to us by the will of God. That is why I have exhorted Titus, who had already begun this work of charity among you, to bring it to successful completion, that just as you are rich in every respect, in faith and discourse, in knowledge, in total concern, and in the love we bear you, so may you abound in this charity. I'm not giving an order, but simply testing your generous love against the concern which others show. You are well acquainted with the favor shown you by our Lord Jesus Christ, how for your sake he made himself poor, though he was rich, so that you might become rich by his poverty. I'm about to give you some advice on this matter of rich and poor. It will help you who begin this good work last year not only to carry it through, but to do so willingly. Carry it through now to a successful completion so that your ready resolve may be matched by giving according to your means. The willingness to give should accord with one's means, not go beyond them. The relief of others ought not to impoverish you. There should be a certain equality. Your plenty at the present time should supply their need so that their surplus may one day supply your need with equality as a result. It is written, "He who gathered much had no excess, and he who gathered little had no lack." Thanks be to God, who has put an equal zeal for you in the heart of Titus. Not only did he welcome our appeal, but being very eager, he has gone to you freely. We have sent along with him that brother whom all the churches praise for his preaching of the gospel. He has been appointed our traveling companion by the churches, as we willingly carry on this work of charity for the glory of the Lord. There is one thing I wish to avoid, namely, any blame over my handling of this generous collection. We are concerned not only for God's approval, but also for the good esteem of men. We have sent along that brother whose eagerness has been proved to us in many ways. He is now more eager than ever for this work because of his great trust in you. As for Titus, he is my companion and fellow worker in your behalf. Our brothers, too, are apostles of the churches, the glory of Christ. Therefore, show these men the proof of your love and why we boast about you for all the churches to see. The Word of the Lord.
You are well aware of the generosity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, he became poor for your sake, so that through his poverty you might become rich. He emptied himself, assuming the condition of a slave, so that through his poverty you might become rich.
A reading from a sermon by St. John Damascene, Bishop. Anne was to be the mother of the Virgin Mother of God, and hence nature did not dare to anticipate the flowering of grace. Thus nature remained sterile, until grace produced its fruit. For she who was to be born had to be a firstborn daughter, since she would be the mother of the firstborn of all creation, in whom all things are held together. Joachim and Anne, how blessed a couple! All creation is indebted to you. For at your hands the Creator was offered a gift excelling all other gifts, a chaste mother, who alone was worthy of him. And so rejoice, Anne, that you were sterile and have not borne children. Break forth into shouts, you who have not given birth. Rejoice, Joachim, because from your daughter a child is born for us. A son is given us, whose name is Messenger of Great Counsel and Universal Salvation, Mighty God. For this child is God. Joachim and Anne, how blessed and spotless a couple! You will be known by the fruit you have borne, as the Lord says, by their fruits you will know them. The conduct of your life pleased God, and was worthy of your daughter. For by the chaste and holy life you led together, you have fashioned a jewel of virginity, she who remained a virgin before, during, and after giving birth. She alone for all time would remain her virginity in mind and soul, as well as in body. Joachim and Anne, how chaste a couple! While safeguarding the chastity prescribed by the law of nature, you achieved with God's help something which transcends nature in giving the world the Virgin Mother of God as your daughter. While leading a devout and holy life in your human nature, you gave birth to a daughter nobler than the angels, whose queen she now is. Girl of utter beauty and delight, daughter of Adam and Mother of God, blessed the loins, and blessed the womb from which you come. Blessed the arms that carried you, and blessed your parents' lips, which you were allowed to cover with chaste kisses, ever maintaining your virginity. Rejoice in God, all the earth. Sing, exult, and sing hymns. Raise your voice, raise it, and do not be afraid.
They worshiped God day and night, in fasting and in prayer. They looked forward to the deliverance of Israel. They prayed that God would come to save his people. They looked forward to the deliverance of Israel.
Let us pray. O Lord, God of our fathers, who bestowed on Saints Joachim and Anne this grace, that of them should be born the mother of your incarnate Son, grant through the prayers of both that we may attain the salvation you have promised to your people, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, and we'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of Mary. I'm Paul Sadek, and in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord uses his way with words by taking the unfamiliar and comparing it to the familiar. From the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour, till it was all leavened.
All this Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Now, Joachim and Anne are not mentioned in Scripture. We have their names from an old tradition, but the responsibility which they bore was great. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 7, Special Feasts. Praised be Joachim and Anne for the child they bore. The Lord gave them the blessing of all the nations. A very ancient tradition has preserved for us the names of Mary's parents, who were, in their time and historical circumstances, a precious foundational stone in the fulfillment of the salvation of mankind. Through them, the blessing that God promised Abraham and his descendants has reached us, since we received the Savior through their cooperation. St. John Damascene affirms that we know the blessed couple by their fruits. The Virgin Mary is the resplendent fruit they gave to humanity. St. Anne conceived her most pure and immaculate in her womb. O most beautiful, most lovable child, the holy doctor exclaims, O daughter of Adam and mother of God, blessed be the womb that bore you, blessed be the arms that held you, the lips that had the privilege of kissing you. Saints Joachim and Anne had the immense privilege of caring for the Mother of God in their own home. The Lord must have poured out many graces on them throughout this time. St. Teresa of Avila, who used to put the monasteries she founded under the protection of St. Joseph and St. Anne, argues, "The mercy of God is so great, he will never fail to favor the homes of his glorious grandmother." Jesus descended directly from the maternal side of the faithful parents whose feast we celebrate today. We can entrust the mother and father of Our Lady with all our needs, especially the ones that have to do with the sanctity of our homes. Lord God of our fathers, we pray in the liturgy of the Mass, you gave Saints Joachim and Anne the privilege of being the parents of Mary, the mother of your incarnate Son. May their prayers help us to attain the salvation you have promised to your people. Help us to be vigilant on behalf of those you have put under our care. Teach us how to create a human and supernatural tone for our surroundings in which it will be easier to find you, our last end, and our treasure. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 16 before the hour, let's pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
To my words give ear, O Lord. Give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God.
It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting.
You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face.
You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests.
But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe.
Lead me, Lord, in your justice. Because of those who lie in wait, make clear your way before me.
No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief, their throat a wide open grave. All honey their speech.
All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them. In you they rejoice, those who love your name.
It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor, as with a shield.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, all justice and all goodness comes from you. You hate evil and abhor lies. Lead us, your servants, in the path of your justice, so that all who hope in you may rejoice with the Church and in Christ.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity.
Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory.
For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all.
Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hands are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all.
Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court.
The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor.
The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox.
The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire.
The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare.
The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry, glory! The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever.
The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You live forever, Lord and King. All things of the earth justly sing your glory and honor. Strengthen your people against evil, that we may rejoice in your peace and trust in your eternal promise.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
Come to me heedfully. Listen that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. In the tender compassion of our God, the Lord has come to us.
In the tender compassion of our God, the Lord has come to us.
He has raised up Jesus, our Savior.
The Lord has come to us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
In the tender compassion of our God, the Lord has come to us.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
My brothers, let us praise Christ, asking to serve him and to be holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. Let us acclaim him.
Lord, you alone are the Holy One.
You desire to experience everything we experience but sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus.
Lord, you alone are the Holy One. You called us to love perfectly.
Make us holy, Lord Jesus.
Lord, you alone are the Holy One. You commissioned us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
Let your light shine on us, Lord Jesus.
Lord, you alone are the Holy One. You desire to serve, not to be served.
Help us, Lord Jesus, to give humble service to you and to our neighbors.
Lord, you alone are the Holy One. You are in the form of God, sharing in the splendor of the Father.
Lord Jesus, let us see the glory of your face. Lord, you alone are the Holy One.
Remember us, Lord, when you come to your kingdom and teach us how to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Let us pray. O Lord, God of our fathers, who bestowed on Saints Joachim and Anne this grace, that of them should be born the mother of your incarnate Son, grant through the prayers of both that we may attain the salvation you have promised to your people, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And the week has begun. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.